Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of a detailed list of properties seized when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. Trump's lawyers agreed to the release. While most Americans enjoyed prosperity under a President Trump administration, low inflation, 401k retirement savings flourished, low gas prices, secure borders, law and order was respected, President Biden changed the direction of America. In a primetime election speech Thursday, he lashed out at Republicans, blaming them for America's woes.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose. No right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Former Marine Corps veteran and police officer Thomas Webster, convicted of assaulting law enforcement during January 6, was sentenced Thursday to 10 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. He'll be a free man again in 2035. As we head into a Labor Day weekend, one airline is walking the picket line.
Over 1,000 Delta Airlines pilots are picketing in front of major airports across the United States in hopes of advancing contract negotiations. Captain Jason Ambrosi with the Airline Pilots Association International is picketing outside Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where he talks about the timing of the protests around Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend is about labor. We're organized labor. So timing this going into a holiday weekend where it's busy was essential.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Safe travels to you and yours on this Labor Day weekend. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Markets paid close attention to a meeting of central bankers and economists in Jackson Hole, Wyoming last week for the simple reason Jerome Powell was speaking. The Federal Reserve's chair comments led to a sharp sell-off in stocks and a rise in Treasury yields. Another consequence was the fall of the Japanese yen this week to a 24-year low of more than 140 yen to the dollar. While the United States is expected to continue to rise interest rates aggressively as we fight this economic recession, the Bank of Japan has now held short-term rates in negative territory for more than 6 years. It's election time in America, and the president, being weighed down in his approval ratings, opted to yell at teleprompters Thursday and tell half of America they are bad people because he said so.
But as I stand here tonight, equality and democracy are under assault. We do ourselves no favor to pretend otherwise. So tonight, I've come to this place where it all began to speak as plainly as I can to the nation. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. But there's no question that the Republican Party today is dominated, driven, and intimidated by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Great to have DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be connected. West Coast life, California, you're right there. Gavin Newsom keeping an eye on everything that's homeless, electric, and what else? Fentanyl.
Well, you know, as always, right? the best thing out here is the weather. It's sunny and gorgeous. Last weekend was really nice and warm and pleasant. It's gotten a bit hot out here, but still it's dry. We don't have the East Coast humidity. But what we do have is the stupidity. And I just saw, to your point, something amazing last night. Tucker Carlson had a little footage where they showed the all these outdoor electric charging stations for electric vehicles, and you plug in your Tesla while you go shopping or whatever. And a number of those are completely surrounded by homeless tents, all the debris that the vagrants have left. So it's beautiful to watch the care, compassion, and mercy they feel towards street people colliding with their religion in favor of electric vehicles. And these two faiths, if you will, here in California of the far left are colliding into each other, such that if you are driving an electric vehicle and you want to plug it in and charge it, you can't do so because some homeless guy has got his tent sitting on top of the electric charging station. I mean, it's astonishing. I saw that thing, and my dad and I were watching. We just had to pause and stare at that for a while and just marvel at the complete intellectual train wreck that represented.
Yeah, it reminded me of people who get stationary bikes and it's only used to hang their clothes on. You know?
Yes.
It's like, oh, gosh.
Can, right?
Yeah. I know, and I couldn't believe it, and here it is, you know, the push now. What did Newsom say, that California is going to be all electric by 2035? And there was supposed to be some incredible measure by 2026. And, of course, Virginia, Governor Youngkin says, wait a minute, you know, the previous regime there in Virginia said we are going to subordinate our energy policies to California. So whatever California does, we're just going to link up with them and just follow their lead. And they're not the only one. I think it's something like 16 states have joined in this crazy cabal. And Youngkin and, you know, reasonable Virginians said, what the heck? Are you kidding me? And so they're trying to get, you know, decoupled from that, you know, from that commitment.
Well, a couple of things. One is it's amazing that any state would say, all right, rather than make our decision based on what we and our people need, we're just going to go mimic, we're going to parrot whatever another state is doing. I mean, that by itself is prima facie absurd. Number one. Number two, this is all this stuff's supposed to happen by the year 2035 with other steps towards 100% electric vehicles kicking in. Now, that may sound like a period way down the road, way off in the future, you know, down in Star Trek land. Mm-hmm. We're really talking about a little bit over 12 years. That is about as much time as elapsed between the signature on Obamacare and today. So if you can just try to imagine when Obamacare began and today, that's about the same amount of time we're talking between now and into the future for California to go from you can buy an electric vehicle if you want or buy a gas-powered car to an equivalent period since Obamacare was signed until now. That point in the future, you won't have that option. You will have to buy an electric vehicle. And that would be bad enough if people only lost their freedom. But not only will you lose the freedom to make that choice, but I don't see any way that this state in which I'm sitting right now, visiting my parents, my middle sister, my other relatives and friends, will have the infrastructure to support that many people coming home after work and plugging their cars into the walls to be recharged when today, as a matter of fact, the grid operator told everyone, be very careful because of heat and the demand on the grid because of air conditioning and whatnot. They're asking people to conserve, turn off power, turn off the lights, et cetera, because they're going to expect rolling blackouts. I don't know how in the whole time there are going to be all these new power plants set up to be able to power these cars on top of everything else. This is a total fantasy land. If you believe in leprechauns and gremlins and unicorns, then maybe your magic wand will make this happen. But unless you've got that magic wand sitting somewhere inside your little fairy purse, I don't think any of this stuff is going to come true. It's a complete, utter, total fantasy.
Well, and it's interesting that you would bring in Obamacare into the comparative here, because both ideas will probably end up being as useless. I mean, after all this time of Obamacare that was supposed to take care of 30 million, that 30 million donut hole, and I keep asking the question, how did we do with that? Well, you know, they can't give you a straight answer because they don't know, because they don't want to know the truth. You know, they got what they wanted. They hijacked our health care system, and they're happy to have that control, and that's another feather in their cap, which down the road, you know, is going to bite us big time. It's already bitten us, especially for those who had to be subjected to Obamacare, and they understand in real time, you know, the debacle that Obamacare has come to be. And we see it's not hard to forecast. We don't have the wherewithal. We don't have the natural resources to even get to where they want to go in 2035, much less to sustain the effort. DeRoy, I mean, what are they hoping? Are they hoping for some spaceship to come down with some, you know, special molecule, you know, some little golden, you know, icon, you know, whatever crystal element that's going to, you know, be able to recharge vehicles in transit, you know, with a little push of the button or something? I don't know.
Yeah. This reminds me of the old TV show, My Favorite Martian.
Exactly.
And solve all these amazing problems for us. You know, with Obamacare, this is supposed to save our Affordable Care Act, it was called. Well, just a couple weeks ago, just last week, Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, and that included, I think the number, I don't have it in front of me, I think it was about $30 billion in subsidies for people to be able to afford Obamacare. So it's still not affordable. In terms of My Favorite Martian, what he can do for us if he shows up, this is according to Roger McGrath, writing in Chronicles magazine. A single battery for just one electric vehicle. We think of batteries as the size of something, you know, like the kind of thing you can carry in your hands to put in a regular, you know, gas-powered car. Mm-hmm. The battery for an electric vehicle weighs 1,000 pounds. These are huge. And includes the following, I'm quoting, 30 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of cobalt, 130 pounds of nickel, 90 pounds of copper, 190 pounds of graphite, and roughly 500 pounds of steel, aluminum, magnesium, plastic, and other materials. In order to get all of those materials needed for just one single solitary battery for, let's say, one Tesla, you have to mine and process 50 tons of ore. And by the way, it takes a lot of energy to turn ore into lithium, cobalt, nickel, et cetera. So you have to mine 50 tons of ore, process that with a lot of energy to get all those very unusual and rare materials to produce just one single solitary battery for one single solitary Tesla or Prius. So the idea is all earth-friendly, and, oh, these materials are just right off the shelf. We're going to have to strip mine and tear the earth to pieces. So the idea that it's all earth-friendly is, again, total, complete hallucination. You've got to be on some really, really strong acid to believe this is going to work in any manner that's anything close to earth-friendly.
Well, this is remnants of Obama's shovel-ready jobs, you know, statement and file folder. That goes right into the same file folder. I guess they just weren't so shovel-ready after all. Well, yeah, thank you very much. After all the trillions of dollars of the people's money you spent, and you laugh about it because it's not coming out of your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, so much of what the left does, I call it magic thinking. You know, they just think that they can just wave a magic wand, the jobs will, the shovel-ready jobs will pop up, the cheap health care will arise, the electric grid suddenly will double or triple in terms of capacity. We'll all be able to drive our Teslas and Priuses and Chevy Volts and everything else.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to quick break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. DeRoy, before we hit some of the other topics, a significant passing this week that we need to remember, and that is Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, Mikhail Gorbachev died at age 91 just a couple of days ago. And I've read a number of obituaries by people on the right sort of saying, well, he's once a communist, always a communist. And, you know, Reagan brought down the Berlin Wall, ended communism. Gorbachev had nothing to do with it. And I'm not usually one to praise communists, but I think we need to give a lot of credit to Mikhail Gorbachev for what he did not do. If he had called Erich Honecker the dictator of East Germany back in November of 1989 and said, Eric, the wall stays up or you get a bullet in the back of the head and it will be delivered by the Soviet ambassador. Are we clear? The Berlin Wall would have stayed up and the Berlin Wall might stay up. And what Mikhail Gorbachev did essentially was to be almost like a grandson who held his dying communist grandmother's, babushka's, held her hand as she slowly exhaled quietly and then exhaled her last breath and passed away. And he basically took the dying Soviet system and rather than lash out and try to keep it alive, he just allowed it to have a very slow, gentle, quiet death. And he could have done this another way. He could have been tried to be another Putin, if you will. And if he'd done that, communism might exist to this day. But Gorbachev, I think, saw the writing on the wall, realized the system's days were over. And he allowed it to have a gentle and quiet death. And for that, we should be very grateful. For that, we should honor him as he passes away. He was certainly not a free marketeer, not a capitalist, but as somebody who was essentially, if you will, kind of a gentle communist who saw that the jig was up and let it end in a peaceful fashion. I think that was a phenomenal step and a phenomenal development in world history. And for that, we ought to be grateful to Mikhail Gorbachev.
And he did warn us about some of the things that we're dealing with this one world government, the World Economic Forum, and some of the attributes and characteristics. He did sound the alarm on this. I mean, he saw, even from his purview back then, the perniciousness of a one world government, didn't he?
He might have. I'm frankly not familiar with his statements along those lines, but certainly as somebody who was involved in a highly centralized one-party state, if he saw what that would look like if it were extrapolated across the planet Earth, he certainly was in a very good position to give us that kind of a warning. And if it's the sort of warning he issued, it's one I wish we'd heed, because rather than following his advice along those lines, I see this the Biden administration putting ever more faith into these international organizations, the World Economic Forum, the European Union, the United Nations, all these various organizations around the world that want to reduce our sovereignty and have us take orders from people overseas. We see more and more of that sort of thing under Biden, not America first, but America last, and America subservient to bodies and organizations overseas.
Well, the thing that I find quite frustrating these days is the manipulation by the mainstream media. Of course, we get Mark Zuckerberg admitting and revealing to Joe Rogan that it was the FBI that said, hey, look, heads up, we've got some Russian disinformation on the way. So, understand that anything that has to do with maybe a laptop from Hunter Biden, you need to, you know, let's downplay it, let's suppress it. That was quite the admission, and exposure of the FBI, which again puts them in bad light and an increasing loss of credibility, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, look, what we've seen now is that the FBI is not this, or at least the leadership of the FBI, is not this neutral organization that investigates possible crime in the pursuit of equal justice under law for all. This turns out to be a partisan organization that's a branch of the Democrat Party that will not put its thumb, but in fact its entire boot and leg on top of the scale. They did in 2020. If the American people had been allowed to hear the story of Hunter Biden and the laptop from hell, a survey that was done after the election indicates that I think the number is 16% of Biden's supporters would not have supported him. If that amount of people who voted for Donald J. Trump were simply not showing up at the polls, Donald J. Trump would be in the Oval Office today. And boy, what a bunch of problems we would not have. So by basically censoring that story, keeping the American people and American voters from hearing about it, what the FBI essentially did was facilitate the election of Joe Biden to the White House. This is shameful.
Exactly.
Horrible. This is a total violation, if nothing else, of the Hatch Act, which says federal employees should not be involved in partisan politics while they're on duty. And that's essentially what these people are doing. And the people who are involved, they, we always say, should be held accountable. No, they'd be fired. If they broke the law, they should go to jail. If they're attorneys and have law licenses, they ought to be suspended. They ought to be disbarred, and they ought to be jailed or fined. So I don't hear about being held accountable.
At least,
people,
yes.
Suffer serious consequences for their misbehavior or the laws that they violated.
And in spite of all that, DeRoy, and the propaganda that's coming by way of the mainstream media that is there supposed to serve we the people, but they're all in the same, you know, cabal and in cahoots, the Democrats can't help themselves. They still manage to, give the GOP, as you suggest in your latest op-ed, a generous campaign gift.
Yeah, the Democrats do that from time to time, and I really wish Republicans would take advantage of this. Back in a couple weeks ago, when the Congress passed this Inflation Reduction Act, so-called Inflation Reduction Act, among other things, it spent $80 billion to finance 87,000 new IRS agents. They are free to run around and audit people, not just Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and wealthy folks, but people making $100,000, $50,000, $30,000. And in fact, one of the things that Senator Mike Crapo, Republican of Idaho, did was introduce an amendment which said that none of the money in that massive bill could be used by these new 87,000 IRS agents to audit any American with earned income, a taxable income of $400,000 or below. And this would make it possible so these new agents would focus on wealthy people, multimillionaires, et cetera, et cetera. And you think the Democrats would say, yeah, we're for the little guy, we'll go along with that. No, that's not what happened. In fact, quite the opposite. Every Republican voted for that to shield people making less than $400,000. And every Democrat voted to expose people making $400,000 and below to audits by these brand new 87,000 IRS agents. That vote was held during the big Voterama that took place as they approached final passage on the Inflation Reduction Act, and every single solitary Democrat voted against that measure. That means that Raphael Warnock did in Georgia, Catherine Cortez Masto did from Nevada, Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, she voted against that. So all these Democrats who are running for re-election in the U.S. Senate, every single solitary one of them, who's on the ballot, who is a current senator, voted against that measure and voted to expose their own constituents in Nevada, Georgia, New Hampshire, and other states to be exposed to audits by these brand new 87,000 IRS agents. And when voters go to the polls, they got to think about that long and hard. These people unleashed 87,000 IRS agents to go audit them, their businesses, their loved ones, and turn their lives into living hell.
Yeah, literally weaponized IRS agents, DeRoy.
Mm-hmm. Literally,
I mean,
literally
they've got guns and ammo.
They've got guns and a lot of ammo, exactly. And by the way, these are not the warmest, toastiest people on the planet Earth either.
No, the bedside manner isn't real pleasant, to say the least. And I think it's quite rich. You got the Pentagon reporting that we're running out of ammo for the military, but we got plenty of ammo for IRS agents. What does that tell you?
Well, priorities. Yeah, we don't have enough ammo for soldiers who man the barricades of human freedom and keep us safe and people enjoy prosperity and liberty. But we do have enough ammo to make sure that the IRS agents have all the bullets they need to make sure that we pay our taxes every last cent, so that the left can take this money and spend it on their boondoggles and ridiculous and silly projects.
Well, DeRoy Murdoch, as always, it's been fun, and it just keeps on coming. I mean, you know, the Democrats are one hot mess, and they don't have an answer, sadly, at the people's expense. I don't know if we can handle, endure two more years of this insanity.
Well, you know, the whole thing is, you talk about these things, it sounds like something out of a comedy routine or some kind of a, you know, Saturday Night Live sketch. But nope, this is called Living in the USA, as James Brown once sang. Living in America, as James Brown once sang.
That's it. And Papa needs a new bag, by the way. I just want you to know.
Indeed.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is Strawberry Shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake is your sidekick this summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta Strawberry Shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Thursday ordered the release of a detailed list of properties seized when the FBI raided President Trump's South Florida home. Trump's lawyers agreed to the release. While most Americans enjoyed prosperity under a President Trump administration, low inflation, 401k retirement savings flourished, low gas prices, secure borders, law and order was respected, President Biden changed the direction of America. In a primetime election speech Thursday, he lashed out at Republicans, blaming them for America's woes.
MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards. Backwards to an America where there is no right to choose, no right to privacy, no right to contraception, no right to marry who you love. They promote authoritarian leaders and they fan the flames of political violence.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Dr. John Zemeric going to join us in just a moment. Zemeric, of course, from Stream.org. Curious to get his take, obviously, on last night. That's what everybody's talking about. I was just believing. I just left a kind of a coffee social. And there's, you know, probably about a dozen people there. And, of course, everybody was talking about Biden's speech last night. Absolutely stunning. I mean, the whole optics, the red background, you've got Marines, sadly, Marines being utilized here, which is amazing because you remember when Donald Trump, you know, went to make that, you know, kind of take a stand after the Capitol was attacked, and he stood outside of the church there, was almost burnt down, right? You know, because General Milley was with him, that was somehow some big offense that, you know, this spoke of some sort of military weaponization of, you know, of the executive branch, you know, and the country and all that sort of thing. I think the only thing that was missing last night was a tank. I'm surprised that Biden didn't have a tank behind him as well. You know, this was a really very frightful and negative speech, to say the least. You know, the whole optics of it. And to the degree that people that were there couldn't help themselves. I mean, did you hear the shouting? Yes, okay, the words were, you know, you always are uncomfortable when you hear language, coarse language come out. But this speaks of the frustration. And my warning to Americans is that you don't take the bait. I mean, Joe Biden is doing everything he can. He's baiting the hook. I mean, you talk about somebody who is inciting an insurrection. That's what that speech was doing. It wasn't bringing us together as Americans and saying, hey, look, we're in this all together. This is us against them. I mean, we're fascists. I mean, if you don't agree with Joe Biden, you're a fascist. I mean, this is what this has come down. This is all very dangerous. I mean, you're not talking, you know, a couple hundred people here that he's speaking of. I mean, you're talking over 70 million people who voted for Trump. Okay, and others that have since said they regretted voting for Joe Biden. So you can add them to the mix. So probably after everything is said and done, I think it'd be a good estimate to say 80 million people now were rather insulted. I would hope more people are insulted by that because, look, if one president can say that about a group, and of course this was what was so dangerous about Hillary Clinton, and I believe one of the reasons she didn't get elected, is that, you know, she indicted half the country. You know, we're all a basket of deplorables because we didn't agree with her policies. Wait a minute, you know, is this what politics has become? It's no wonder people are checking out and going, look, I want nothing to do with this. This isn't what it's about. It's not what I went to defend the country and serve the country in the military for so that we'd come out and be, you know, political pawns in this. I mean, we did this to secure and further secure and maintain the freedoms, the liberties that we enjoy. See, but the war against countries is only one thing. The most important war is the spiritual war. And you've got to see this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we were saying this yesterday, that you know, when you read the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. Okay, now think about that, the fear of God. And fear in this context which is the nature of, you know, whether we're talking about Greek or Hebrew, but it's the nature of the language that there's a lot more than what the English language can translate when it talks about the fear of God. Fear means so many things rather than just being scared. So you got to pause for just a second and concentrate on what the fear of God represents. But it's the beginning of wisdom. Well, think about the opposite. So if you're not fearful of God, if you're not concerned about knowing God, and you purposely turn your back on God, well, then that's not the beginning of wisdom. That's the beginning of idiocy. And this is where we are right now and why so many things do not make sense in our country today. You know, we've got energy problems. So, you know, the president's answer is to let's throttle down the energy all the more. Now, don't get duped by the fact that we're paying a little bit less for gas right now. One of the main reasons the experts say that we're paying less for gas is because there's less demand. People have modified their behavior. See, this is the thing that's very scary about all this. This is all behavioral modification brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democrats. Do you get that? I mean, you are not driving as much because Joe Biden has now groomed and conditioned you to drive less. Well, the upside of it is that, because there's less demand for oil, our gas prices have gone down. But don't get duped. All right? This is all a little bit of kabuki theater. Because in the end game of it all, as totalitarians do, ultimately there is one prize for them. That is total control. And the irony of all this is that you've got these elites and others who participate in this road, this utopian road that they want America to stay on. And at what expense? You think they're going to be on top of the heap? Some of them are going to be murdered along the way, as they've had historically in any other regimes that employ this playbook. And this is nothing new. There's nothing new under sun. The wisest man that God ever appointed on earth, Solomon, said, okay, it's all vanity, but there's nothing new under the sun. So even what we're enduring right now, humanity has passed through this before, and it didn't fare well. And this is why we're warning people. We see the warning signs. To me, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this out. You know, our oil is being threatened. Our energy sector is being threatened. And understand that this affects everybody. I mean, this, you talk about the common denominator. This affects everybody. And we're coming into a winter that Farmer's Almanac is suggesting could be a very brutal winter. Well, what does that mean? That means we're going to need energy. What happens when you don't have energy? That means you freeze. And you have no idea here in America. I mean, it's rare that we hear of somebody freezing to death, right? In Europe, you hear about this all the time. And Europe is concerned because they've experienced this. And you better believe they're very worried about what it could mean, you know, for Europeans. It's not just about rolling brownouts or blackouts or, you know, a minor inconvenience because you can't turn your TV on or you can't get on the internet. We're talking something a lot more serious than this. Because the energy has been controlled and compromised. And the thing is, just so amazes me, is that here a couple of years ago, America was energy independent. And the rest of the world was benefiting from it because America was so rich in fossil fuels. And what kind of damage were we doing? Theoretically, you know, if you hear the theorists, oh, there's all kinds of damage going on and climate change and global warming and everything. And that, you know, the seas are rising and they're not rising. And I mean, they're all over the place. It's confusing. But again, it's just a theory. And for that theory, oh, let's reinvent the whole economy and substructure of America. Let's go into the Green New Deal, which in all practicality says even if we were to do this in a reasonable sort of way, I mean, you're talking 25, 30 years down the road, you would feather this thing up in such a way to where as you are, as you're bringing on more green energy, so to speak, then you can back off. There's kind of a, you know, a touch and go dynamic tension of how you bring this about. But no, Joe Biden and his brilliance. Joe Biden, the guy who, you know, got us out of Afghanistan, the guy who now has taken us away from being energy independent. This is the leader. This is the leader that we're following and his people that, you know, when you go throughout his administration, these people don't understand business. They've never been in business. They've just been in politics. They've been in the bureaucracy. They're living and working off of our money. Nothing that they've done. They've not created anything. They just get our money. They capture it and they spend it. And we're supposed to be grateful because they got a degree from Yale or Princeton or Harvard. Really? Doesn't matter. In the world I came from in business is, can you deliver a bottom line? Well, let me tell you, your eyes are not lying to you. This administration cannot and will not be able to deliver a bottom line. This is what it all comes down to. But, you know, to listen to all these narratives out there, you also have to be smart enough to understand that they're putting their thumb on the scale. They're lying to you about, you know, how, you know, Democrats are doing so well and that everybody just loves the Democrats and Joe Biden so much. I just say, based on what? Help me understand, because you haven't convinced me.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I mentioned that Dr. John Zemerich was going to join us. Disappointingly, we've got some technical issues. So you get to put up with me just a bit, but I am going to refer to Dr. John's latest commentary at stream.org. The copy, the gods and the copybook headings with terror and slaughter return. Okay, now what John references in that headline is what used to be done in reference to Rudyard Kipling's classic, The Gods of the Copybook Headings. The term refers to old-fashioned moral maxims of the kind British schoolboys used to copy and recopy so that they might memorize and internalize them. In the poem, Kipling wryly vindicates the perennial wisdom and common sense of our forefathers and the church fathers against the grandiose claims and wispy promises of ideologues and innovators. I mean, you know, this is what's going on right now. Okay, we want to go to this fundamental transformation of America, and we want to exchange that which we knew and grew up with for, you know, hope and change. And then we realized after 8 years, you know, there was no hope and no change, really. I mean, or what change we did get left us hopeless. Let's put it that way. I think that's more specific. And John was taking a look at, you know, for quite a while, examining the links between the Christian worldview and gun rights, for example. Okay? Now, even Christians don't understand this. You know, our right to defend ourselves doesn't come from the government. It comes from God. It's in the Bible that we have the right to self-defense for ordinary citizens, both against illegal violence and the prospect of tyrannical governments. Okay? Do you get that? Because what happens if we're gunless in Seattle here, guess what? Not the evil ones. You know, not the violators, not those that break the law. They're never without guns. And the government knows that it can't do anything about it. I mean, look what happened in New York. I mean, their idea to do something about it was, hey, those 600 plainclothes officers that kept an eye on the guns and people carrying guns, we're going to take them off the street because we need to defund the police, right? Now, again, these are Democrats that today are telling you something altogether different. But this was their narrative. Okay, especially during the summer of love that we had something like $4 billion worth of damage. This is what they delivered to us. All this damage, the loss of humanity, jobs, businesses, communities. Some communities that will never recover. And that was all brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, and sponsored by the Democratic Party. And you go, Bill, why are you saying that? That's a pretty coarse statement. Well, because the Democrats clearly have made it evident that they want power and control at all cost. Okay? Forget the laws, forget the Constitution, because they're even suggesting the Constitution, and they've been saying this for a while, even Barack Obama, who was a constitutional professor. And I laugh, only because, you know, it's like maybe he taught the class and he had his fingers crossed, or today's academics, you know, you go in thinking you're going to take a class on constitutional law and you're really taking a class on constitutional theory. I mean, forget about what the law says. I'm going to tell you about my theories, okay, and how I think the Constitution should be. All right, okay, so we're going to negate hundreds of years of wisdom, the collective intelligence of our founding fathers who came together, and oh yeah, by the way, God himself involved in the construct of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. But no, now you're going to get the likes of the brain geniuses of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi et al., and they've got a better idea. They have a better idea than our forefathers. And I look at Joe Biden right now, you know, and yes, and everybody constantly talks about his flailing mentality and his legacy. I mean, here he is. I mean, say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but I'm not hearing about Donald Trump, you know, putting Eric Trump in a position to where he's getting millions of dollars from a country in a sector that he knows nothing about, or getting any kind of money whatsoever, or his daughter, or any of the kids for that matter. Barron, you know, I mean, but here it is, Joe Biden, and we got 100 laptops, you know, a computer that clearly states this, that there was a scam going on, and the scam was on the American people to enrich only one family. That's the Biden family. Okay, and you've got the daughter's diary as well. Quite interesting. Okay, I mean, this is a mess. This is one hot mess. I mean, this isn't some Russian, false Russian dossier, some political opto research that came down the pike here to attack your political opponents. But you see, this is the disgusting thing about politics. And I don't blame people for saying, look, I've had it. Every time I get involved or talk politics, I just want to take a shower. I want to get it off me. I don't blame you for that. But the fact of the matter is that it's part and parcel of the government. And sometimes, you know, because it is a government of we the people, we got to get our hands dirty. We got to get in there to make sure that we've got people of integrity and that we have, you know, the operations, the apparatchik that is necessary to keep everything in check. But, you know, the thing that's so amazing is that what's been going on in the Beltway, you're going to tell me the rest of the congressmen, you're going to tell me the inner circles of the Beltway, the 548 elected officials, they didn't know that Joe Biden was getting away with this. You're going to tell me that Barack Obama, these are people on, you know, that are part of his administration. Joe Biden is the vice president. You know, this is all on his watch. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. John Kerry. And these are his peeps. And they're doing this stuff. And it is, it's frustrating. And they still have a job. And meanwhile, you and I are working our butts off trying to provide for our family. And this knucklehead's up there going, oh, yeah, we're just going to go and tax the holy what have you out of you. Oh, but we're not going to do it for anybody, you know, that's making less than, you know, $400,000. Of course, forget about that. You know, his watch my lips moment has come and gone, and the media is not holding him accountable. They're not jumping all over him like they did, you know, George Bush, right? Remember, for those of you that do. So they let him get away with it. It's this cabal that has continued to cover him. But even CNN is starting to get uncomfortable. They had statements to say about last night's speech that they didn't like the optics. So even liberals are realizing that Joe Biden, who's always been a liberal, I mean, you know, this idea that he was a moderate was a joke. I mean, you had to really check yourself out. And this is what, you know, the mainstream media, this is what the Biden administration was counting on. They were counting on the fact that America does, you know, it has a short memory. But some of us, this is what we're in the business for, is to remind you that this is what happened. These are his words, not ours. And everything about the speech last night. My goodness. I mean, to pit us against them. I mean, this is, like I said, you know, to me, this borders an insurrection, inciting an insurrection, what he did last night, and pitting Americans one against the other. I mean, remember, what did Putin say about the Ukrainians? Oh, there's fascists. He told his people, there's fascists there. We've got to go and save, you know, our fellow Russians there because they're being affected by the fascist Ukrainians that are there. So that he could get the people to have buy-in to this invasion of Ukraine. So what is Joe Biden's purpose? I mean, what is he doing by pitting us against the other? Forget about the fact that he said he was going to be a uniter, you know, on his inauguration day. Forget about that stuff. You know Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he does not have, how can I put this? Because I want to be somewhat respectful of the office of the presidency, but his familiarity with the truth has escaped him. And I don't know if it's because of what he's dealing with mentally or what, but you know, when you look back in his history, he's been hard-pressed to tell the truth. This is what got him in trouble on a couple of presidential cycles. He was running for president, right? He lied. He plagiarized. So then, you know, he lost credibility and couldn't run. So now somehow, years later, he comes back and he's still lying. And somehow he gets 80 million plus votes. It's absolutely incredible. But, you know, we're not supposed to talk about that. But we are supposed to talk about it. Because it's just like, you know, I've said many times, it's like when your kid lies to you. You know he's lying to you. I'll say he. Could be she too. But anyway, let's just say he. Little Johnny's lying to you. And you know it. It doesn't set right in your heart. It hurts you. But you got to allow Johnny that time to process it. And you pray to God, say, oh God, please open his eyes. Let him see and understand what he did so that we can keep him from danger. If not, consequences will come heartily, as they should. But for Joe Biden, same thing with Barack Obama, their political charm is such they've been able to escape and continue their lies, and nobody holds them accountable. And that makes them very dangerous, especially when you've got this much power and control, and you can authorize 30 FBI agents to do a raid on a former president's house. And then disgustingly leak out, you know, this is the FBI, so corrupt. They very selectively let out their leaks like they do, because that's what the FBI has done. If you want to know what they'll do, look what they've done. So they're repeating the same thing that they've done. And then, of course, as if that's not enough, let's take a picture. You know, anybody knows anything about Donald Trump, there's no paper on the floors like that. You could never go into his office, see papers thrown on the floor. And that just doesn't happen. But, you know, they took a picture and laid it out like that for optics, for political purposes, to control the narrative. That's what they did to us, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.